Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Life after lockup.
What an episode.
Deontay and his red coat. That's all I care about. What else is there, really?
I love Puppy. I enjoyed that segment as well. That was great.
Can I just be a bride and not a felon on the run?
Why do they want me to go back to prison? Because you're a fucking idiot and you're not following the rules. Brittany and Ray are compelling. I mean, the other Brittany and Marcelino, we forgot they were even on the show.
Totally forgot. Listen, I think it's sweet that Marcelino is trying to, you know, keep the spark alive and all of that. But like, I don't think we're not seeing anything here that is worth seeing. You know what I mean? Like, what are we watching?
Let's watch them fuck then. You know, let's get it going.
Let's get in the teepee and see what.
Let's get the teepee shaking. If the teepees are rocking, don't come a knocking.
God.
It's creepy to go sleep in some teepee out in the middle of nowhere where people are going to murder you.
Before we get into it, I have to share that I had one of the top, maybe 5, I would say 10 desserts of my life last night at Lakeside at the Wynn. So if anyone's in Vegas,
Lakeside. Wynn, is there a lake?
They have like a pond with a, you know,
and you go on a little boat.
Fake. No, you're not on a boat, but the dessert, the dessert was a pineapple upside down cake, which basic, right? Like pineapple upside down cake, that's like the shitty dessert somebody brings.
If it's done right, it's done right, baby.
So the pineapple was imported from Hawaii.
Oh,
and it came in this little dome and it had like these like toasted coconut flakes on top of the like pineapple upside down cake, a brown sugar like crisp edge, and then it came with a coconut sorbet that you like put on top, so it kind of cut the sweetness. Fire. 10 out of 10. One of the best things I've eaten in recent memory.
Lakeside at the Wynn, baby.
Lakeside at the Wynn, baby.
Lakeside at the Wynn for a win.
Yeah, I would say not cheap, but delicious. And like 5 people could eat it easily. There were 3.
What did you eat for dinner?
Extra. I had a king crab truffle pasta that was
My goodness. God bless you.
And some green beans on the side.
What kind of cocktail did you have? Or a glass of wine?
Spicy margarita.
Oh my God. What a night. I'm so jealous.
Spicy margarita.
I saw your picture. You looked all cute, dressed up. I'm like, oh my God, I've chosen the wrong things in life. Why am I here?
Well, what I said when I was sitting there, I was sitting like, I was with 2 of my friends, both who don't have kids. We were sitting there. It's like, you know, 7:30. And I look at my clock. I'm like, look at me out of my trapped house past 7 p.m. It's like,
I was so jealous of you.
You're just trapped inside with a kid.
Oh, nice.
At bedtime. It's over.
Oh, you have a nice kid who does listen to you too.
Your ass in bed.
He is adorable. Geneva has the cutest little boy.
Usually
he is so cute. Oh,
I like you. Oh God. All right.
Lastly, they deserve to be. They hit the ugly branches coming out. I'm just kidding. But he's adorable. He really is so cute. Does he like playing? He likes playing kitchen. I saw him. He has a little kitchen.
Oh yeah, he loves cooking. He comes over and he's like, he'll be like, mommy, latte? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a latte. And then he comes over and he's like, little hot. I'm like, oh yeah, it's a little hot. He loves cooking. He gets into it deep in the zone. All right. Last thing before we talk the episode, we're launching our 12 days of Christmas. That's going to start December 10th, run through the 22nd, give or take a few days, depending on when we launch it. One episode every day for 12 days on Patreon. It's so fun. You also get access to everything we've ever posted on Patreon. So come join us for the end of the year. I know you're
leave us a review,
or join us on Patreon. It's gonna be fun. We're doing everything from a gift guide to our Housewives Mount Rushmore revisited, our favorite things we've watched, our least favorite things, and everything in between. So it's gonna be good.
What do you do buy your parents? I just don't want gifts. Christmas becomes such a burden, doesn't it?
So we haven't been doing gifts, and then we decided, since I'm coming home next weekend to see them before I go to Jersey for Christmas, we're gonna do one.
What do you
gift.
Get them?
One gift, and I told them, tell me what you want, because enough of this shit. So my mom asked for like leggings. My dad wants like a sweatshirt. It's like all dumb.
Leggings. That's hilarious. I know. I love it.
That's what I'm doing.
I mean, it's just, what do I get them? My mom's like, get your dad. I forgot what she already got him.
Maybe get them like a gift.
She's like, get him a Titleist hat.
God. Yeah, golf
send him into the COVID dungeon.
I know, true.
No, I'm just joking.
All right, let's talk my fave.
Oh, I'm just watching. We're wrapping up one of my favorite shows, Lost in Space.
Oh, you're random.
So it's space back. Pick. And there's a Bebop space show that's on Netflix too. If anybody's watched either, please let me know. Let me know if you watch Lost in Space and how you feel about Will Robinson.
Okay, let's talk Deontay and Nicole. This is phenomenal. This was, I loved every moment of this. You can't make this shit up. You can't make him get into a velvet suit and look like a dick and then just drive into a ditch, not paying attention. You're not like,
and then into the dirt.
Off-roading.
He shouldn't be allowed to drive.
You're on a road. Like, what?
There's no ice.
That looks like a drunk driving accident. When you saw him like at this angle, like
he was probably jerking off or something. He's whacked.
So wow.
He probably had the
thing on dishwasher. Get ready, thing. Soon you're gonna get the real thing.
Oh,
as he's
God,
ready.
I thought he looked decent though. I love a colored suit. I must say, a Dumb and Dumber suit is okay. Not dumb to me.
I would argue against that. I think there's a way to enter as somebody trying to ruin the day, and there's a way to not. And I feel like the way
in
to
the
not
park?
Is in a red velvet suit.
In a park, he looked like he was like, supposed to be at a Vegas wedding, not a ranger suit. And it's not you should not be in a wedding gown. I guess people do get married in a park. Remind me of that Rebecca who got married out in the woods, but she was even at some type of lodge situation on 90 Day Fiance.
She's getting ready in a rest stop bathroom.
It was piss on the floor. Yes. Get piss all over that dress. I must say, little cracky porno queen did look pretty.
She did. I loved that her mom was like, it's your wedding day. You're not supposed to be able to breathe. She's like, stuff her in
your little
dress.
Slut. We're going to get you all tied up. It's like she's in Bridgerton. I would love to see crackhead. I would love to see porno Bridgerton.
Love after lock up Bridgerton. That'd be all time.
She did look pretty, though.
I mean,
no roots.
This is probably for Love After Lockup producers like gold, where it's like they don't even have, he doesn't even have to force them to do anything. He's just rolling up, driving up, and God, what a moron. I've just
what did he call sunglasses? That. Hater guards or something?
These are my hater blockers.
Oh, hater blockers, like beta blockers. Poor, it just really showed that he's really one French fry short of the French fry bunch, whatever that saying is.
Is that how it goes?
I feel bad for him. I mean, where's his mom? Lock him up. He should not be allowed to go roll up. He's gonna get himself killed. He's
when
gonna
I saw him like get out of the car while the trooper's like pulling it up, I was just thinking like his mom watching this is gonna be like, fuck, come on.
The trooper is just laughing hysterically. And I can't say that Derek, his friend, is helpful if he's been married 3 times. That he lost all credibility to me. I don't care.
Yeah, I know, right? Like the blind.
And poor Tia pounding a little mini Coke at the altar. There's no one there. She's getting ready all alone.
They
says
look like
that
they
her,
were in the like
her family couldn't make it, but they don't want to come.
No. And she looked like they were standing in front of baseball bleachers. Like, what was happening there? Did you see that? I
have a little league in the background.
At first, I was like, oh, this is nice. Like, it actually looked nice. And then I'm like, wait, what's with the 7 layers of bleachers? Like, who's coming to the wedding? Oh,
was
God.
It cold? And she had a little wrap on. I mean, Tia, poor Tia. Now that I know she's sick, She shouldn't be drinking Coke. She should be getting those tumors removed and moving on with life, not adding another tumor onto her life.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's unbelievable. And he's going to walk up in there. He better just sit his ass down and be quiet.
I hope he misses it. There's no way he, maybe he will roll up. It's just like, also, where have you ever
seen her?
Okay. This was a bit of a red flag to me. How quickly the trooper was there just pulling the car away. Like, it almost felt like producers were like, oh,
it did, like, get in the ditch.
Right. Get into the ditch.
Someone threw a cat out in front of him.
Him going like, this is a sign.
I bet they're bored. They make patrols.
Right. God is trying to tell me.
I thought that a few minutes before him. And thank God he has enough sense to know that.
At least. Oh, what a
God should have sent you a sign. Your car shouldn't have started when you got into the car. And he's walking out of the apartment thinking people are going to be clapping for him. People hide from you.
Oh.
Poor Deontay. Where does he get that suit? Has he worn it before?
I know. That was a real look.
You shouldn't be allowed to buy a suit like that.
What do you mean? You just said there's a time and a place and you were.
I know. He does look. I thought he looked handsome, but they should block people from dressing like that.
100%.
Unbelievable. But right. Nicole, I mean, are they getting married? Is it going to be legal? Where is this park? Are they in Illinois somewhere?
It
looks like a crisp April morning or something. It's probably April chilly. Morning.
I love that. All right. Anything else on those two?
No, I just.
Let's talk Christiana and John. I got to say,
this was compelling too.
Major props to Christiana. Like, major props. She is going through some shit. And that's when a lot of people turn to their crutch and their addiction. And she's battling it. And I got to give her props. And I loved that woman she's working with.
I know.
Like,
it reminded me of myself.
She did?
Of people that spill the beans. I was at Chick-fil-A. And I...
Oh, here we go.
I wasn't even saying anything. I just did a notary. It was really late at night. Tyler's like, go get me some Chick-fil-A. And so I'm in the line. I'm exhausted. I wasn't even talking to the poor kid. This kid looked like a little Abercrombie model. He's taking my order and he goes, I'm trying to think of all the things he said. It's busy as hell too. It's the day before Thanksgiving. And he goes, oh, are you, he took my order. And then he goes, oh, are you going to have a nice day tomorrow? I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to go to my parents and gamble on DraftKings or something like that. I said, about Thanksgiving. And I go, I hope you have a nice one too, or something. And then I opened up Heaven's Gate and he goes, yeah, well, you know, my parents are really verbally abusive to me I just want to move out, but I'm in community college right now and I really can't afford it. And they tell me when I cry, like, you're being a wussy. And my sister, she's got a severe autism. So they only care about her. And, you know, at least I do have some good friends, but I just can't afford to move out. And at least I have Heaven's, I do have God. He's my father, even though my own father down here on earth hates me and blah, blah, blah. And it was going on. And he just like spilled his guts to me. And I felt so bad for him. I'm still thinking about him. And it really was like, he was a gorgeous little kid. And you think, wow. And then I have people lately coming up to me all the time. This one lady, she didn't have a voice in the grocery store. She's like,
you give off that energy.
What I was looking for. And then I walked out to the end of the aisle. I walked back in and I remembered. And then I'm like, well, what were you forgetting?
You give the opposite energy.
I can't stop it. None of this. It's unbelievable.
I give, don't even like look at me. I'm not going to engage you. You know what, though? Shout out to that kid saying emotionally abusive. I feel like that's like real emotional intelligence on the part of the youth.
Yeah.
Or verbally abusive.
I'm worried that he was about to. I got vibes that maybe he's gay and his parents are going to. That's the vibes I got that they're going to murder him or they hate him. But
I got to go back and check on him.
I got to make a lot of money and help him. I wish I was super rich and I could be like, here's my phone number. Contact me. And I'm going to get you an apartment.
You're a sucker. Next thing you know, there's a line out the door to talk to Justine. Tell him your problems.
But it was so natural. This poor kid just spilling his guts. And, you know, at least he's got Chick-fil-A with all these happy-go-lucky people. But God, poor little thing.
Positivity and anti-gay hate.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, and that's Chick-fil-A. It's a real problem with Chick-fil-A, but
it really is.
Food. I know.
And Dorian turned me on to that Oreo milkshake.
Oh, it's
cookies
so
and cream,
good.
They call it. I said, yeah. Oreos, and he was like, okay, cookies and cream. I'm like, oh God, I'm sorry. That is so fucking delicious. Oh, I can't say how delicious it is. I know.
It's great.
It blows any other milkshake out of the water.
Honestly, Chick-fil-A shakes
are spot on. How cold do they get it?
They
should be keeping the Pfizer vaccine back there because it is cold.
It is.
What were you going to say? I interrupted you about the old lady in the grocery store.
Oh, I don't think I am. Nothing. Probably just that no one comes up to me. And
it's only
stores.
The tip of the iceberg, too. I mean, sure. Yeah. It's unbelievable the things that these people tell me.
Oh, God. Yeah, I just think that back to Christiana, I think that she has impressed me. I thought she would
so
be
cute
in the street, and she's trying. And I love, and I think what this showed to me is that people who come out of prison, who they need support. They have mm-hmm. to have people in their corner, and they have to have people who are good influences, who have been through experiences. Like, that woman is going to make a huge impact on her life just by like being
she's
there.
She's sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you need people like
just
that.
Listening to her and hugging
not,
her and
yeah.
Not
and
making her sound like she's
I've
a
been there.
Pariah.
Exactly. Yeah. It's it was good to see. I like knowing that she
yeah,
has.
Yeah. She's 4 years clean.
Yeah. It's positive.
It is nice.
All positive.
I hope next week isn't a bad sign.
Yeah, I saw that, but it could just be editing.
I hope it is.
Yeah,
just we'll like see. They thought they wanted us to think that Deontay got arrested, but right. He's really just in the ditch because he's an idiot.
Right. Exactly.
Poor little right. Christiana. I really hope she's going to be okay.
Me too. Let's talk pups and Amber. I love the wedding dress salesman. Like, so how do you get engaged? She's like, by a text message. They're like, really?
It seemed to make sense, the text messaging.
Like, right, it's right.
I thought it was kind of what today's text messaging is like.
Oh, okay. You're fine with the text message proposal?
He is trash. He is bad news.
The way, also, his outfits are like he dug through like the bins at Goodwill and just picked like four random items and put them together. He always looks ridiculous. We were sitting there in those socks and that outfit. It was like, what? Who are
his
you?
Crandon t-shirt.
And like,
he's a bad guy.
100%. Her, essentially what she's saying is like, she's afraid, and he is as well, that he won't be faithful if she goes to jail. So either they got to go on the run or it's all over. That's what it sounds like. Like, you got to run with your man to keep him from cheating.
Like, I might what? Not be faithful. Can you imagine? There's a lot of temptation out there. What a right. scumbag. Puppy is a hot piece.
Who is he pulling?
Nobody. He's gross. And where she thinks she's gonna go? You can be on the run, but you can't ever be on the books working, right? You'd have to figure out something
like
forever. You get pulled over anywhere,
being
and then you're
on
in
the books.
How's she gonna work? I don't know where she's working now, but I love her backwards hat.
Yeah, her vibe. When she looked like Madonna in that wedding dress with like her multiple necklaces. Like, it was really giving
yeah.
me like Madonna, like a virgin vibes.
I didn't think the wedding dresses suited her. I find her in more of like a svelte dress showing that bod. To me, it's a real particular person with the princess cut. She doesn't, I wasn't getting princess cut vibes.
You're not getting princess puppy, princess pups.
I thought Nicole's dress really suited her. I thought she was one of the most pretty brides.
All right. Just don't even finish your sentence. We've been watching this shit for too long.
It's very,
it's good.
It's interesting. I love how she acts like she's being, that's the problem with her. Just go get it cleared up. Amber couldn't be giving her better advice.
And she's like, I tried to call. She's like, you called? Well, I tried. It's like, this is literally your freedom in your hands. If now is not the time to like buck up and fucking deal with something, when it's, I just don't
get it. Could easily get cleared up, like she says.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah,
there's
especially
because
her mom was in the hospital, which like is documented. Like, she has receipts. I mean, she still did some shit, but you know what I mean? Like, she could play it off.
And parole 101, just tell them where you're staying.
Seriously.
Is it that big a freaking deal?
I just think like, on average, I mean, I know I travel and stuff, but it's like, it's not that hard to be at home. Like,
Yeah. Like, it's not that, like, just make it work.
You just go mentally ill and grow a deep depression like myself, where right. you're watching or Lost in Space and fantasizing.
Come. Yeah. We're all trapped inside. It's easy. Oh, what a mess.
All right.
I don't know. I wonder where she is now. Plus, you're on TV. You don't think they're building a case against you, you idiot?
That's Jen Shaw.
You're making it worse.
I know. Totally. Let's talk about Ray and Brittany. Love grandma. Oh,
I love the grandma more than life itself.
She's so sweet. What I'm thinking about is you have to be very, very careful.
Why is he even contemplating proposing to this psychopath? He needs to get out and go move in with grandma.
Ray is just seems like a really sweet guy who is just trying to get through. And it's like he doesn't want to hear the noise of Brittany yapping in his ear.
So he's just going to propose because he just wants to be left alone. Ray seems like somebody who wants to, like, he'd be the person you find sitting on the back porch, like when he's old, just always in one chair by himself, like just chill. Like, I think he just wants to silence.
He doesn't need to go to Miami, and he doesn't need to be involved in this situation with this. It's really sad.
It is.
I love the grandma. And that picture that they showed of him partying. Yeah, he was partying, but he looks sad in the picture.
It looks sad. I thought the same thing. Yeah.
His mom got murdered. He's had a hard life.
Worry about him. Like, I don't think he's trying to go do crazy shit. He just wants to be left the fuck alone.
Yeah. You just get stuck. Put yourself in a car. I just don't want something bad to happen. Like Brittany's, who knows what she's up to. She starts a fight in a bar and then then somehow they're in a bar fight. She's that type of person that would start running her mouth at somebody. Right. He doesn't need to be out drinking. Yeah. No ex-con needs to be around me.
No, I know. Yeah. Certain situations you just shouldn't be in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stay out of it.
Right.
Makes Sarah, me worry. Sean. Next episode, though, he tries to give her that ring.
Oh, great. Can't wait. Sarah and Sean. I love him. I didn't get the blessing, but I'm still going to, whatever. I'm going for it. What an idiot.
He should be marrying the mom. They're the same age. Right. He's such a predator.
The mom could give a fuck. She hates
the mom's skin crawls, doesn't she? Doesn't it? She can't hates stand it. She will not give into it.
No.
She's 100% right.
I think that Sean is just, he's like one of those people that needs to have a woman to feel like he's like, you know what I mean? Like, he just like, he doesn't, I don't think he gives a fuck about Sarah. Is that even her name? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just for him, it's just the act of like somebody gives a fuck and he's got somebody at home.
He just proposed to another freaking psychopath last episode or last season. And she treated him like the worst garbage on the planet.
Right. Exactly. It's like he's no self. He's just such a piece of shit. I can't believe that we're watching this all happen again.
Six kids. The mom's like, you have six. I love how she kept saying that. And the jeweler is like, maybe you guys should settle this somewhere else.
Imagine like we production goes into that office. They're like, all right, so they're going to come in and, you know, pick out a ring. And then it's like,
I'd be salivating.
Complete degenerates. Yeah, you would. I would too. Oh, what a mess.
He is so gross the way he's looking in the jewelry case. How's he have any money for that?
I don't know.
He's poor kids. He's going to play daddy to this little stepdaughter.
I know. And the new kid on the way. Watch. Parent of the year over here. It's crazy.
And what's the time? A week ago, there was snow. Now there's green grass and it looks like springtime. Maybe it's that transitional time. Looks like this was all filmed in the spring.
Like the groundhog over here.
And he's not.
You're really heavy on the spring this episode.
Yeah, April. It just looks so springy.
Nice day in April.
I'm just yearning for some weather. It's nice here in San Diego. I can't complain. But around this time of year, it's just nice to have a change.
Yeah, I hope that maybe this I'll get another white Christmas. An old jersey.
Ooh. Are you flying or driving?
Driving. Who the fuck am I? I'm flying.
I forget you don't live so close now.
No, so close. 17 hours of a drive. Not doing that again. I will be flying direct. Thank God.
Looking ooh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Las Vegas probably has a lot of great flights.
Yeah, it's way better than the airport I was dealing with before, for sure.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Speaking of Vegas, anything else on Marcelino and Brittany that stood out?
So how is about it dad safe to leave all these kids with the dad?
The same page.
That I little baby?
I know. I was like, because we've talked about this. Like, when Sterling was a baby, no fucking way I'm leaving him alone with my dad. My dad didn't change his diaper. You know what I mean? Like, no, he's not.
I'd be worried he's going to have a heart attack and the kids will be eating him by the time I come home the next day. I just can't move around.
That stood out to me too. I was like, he just rolls into town and then they're like, all right, but bye dad. Here's three kids.
When my dad bends down to pick the kids up, I feel worried for him.
Okay. Well,
they just don't have the patience either.
No. Oh no. And my dad is like smooth at, just ignoring Sterling too. Like he'll like ignore the kid. No problem. Like just like, if
my
he's
dad,
like,
dad, it has to be a, like, ugh. Like, certain hours of the day too.
Yes. Yeah. 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 So there's no way I could just leave him for hours. No way.
Or interrupt him during golf. I mean, they end up crashing the TV. My poor mom looks frazzled. It's hard for grandparents.
Oh yeah, definitely. They always.
That's why my grandparents, they were exhausted. Loving, but there was a lot of rules.
I guess, but I don't remember like running them ragged. But maybe I was, and I just didn't.
I think they were. They put the fear of God in me. Like, we weren't even allowed to touch the remote control.
Oh,
couldn't climb behind their couch.
Oh,
they were very strict. They were very loving, but very strict.
Okay,
they kept
so they laid down the law. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah, they did. My parents weren't that strict growing up. Now that I think about it. Well, my dad was stricter, but weird. Strict. Yeah.
No, like Starling's starting to learn like names, you know, like he's trying to figure out people's names. Like who's like, he'll be like, Kelly's name is. And I'll be like, Kellyanne. And so I was like, grandma's name was Sonia, Dorian's mom. He's like, don't say that to him. If he calls her Sonia, she's going to flip out. And I was like, okay, you're right. You're right. Right. Good call.
My kids are 6 or 7. Wow. One of them was like, thanks, Nancy. Okay. See you later, Nancy Jr. That's what they called me. Nancy Jr. Like on my mom's, like
hilarious.
I was reminding them of their mom. It is interesting when they call you for your first name.
Or Dorian will always be like, G, look, like if he's watching something or something. So Sterling will be like, G. I'm like, don't do that. Don't call me.
It's so cute. It's not, I want him to call me mom, but
yes,
yeah,
of course.
It's something funny about it.
Oh, no, it is funny. It's like, it's comedic. All right, guys. I think that's it. A random Love After Lockup episode for you, but we'll be back later in the week with Bravo. And all of the other things on Patreon.
Check it out, everybody. We love you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.